This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends of both enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, again, as usual, we've got much to cover. We've been out in Michigan over the last week, and I'll tell you what, friends, it is just breaking open as far as opportunities go. Looks like we're already going to be booking back for 4, 5, 6 different events just in Michigan alone. And now, somehow or another, I guess I've become the Second Amendment guy, and I want to tell you why that is, because people are willing to stand up and take the lead, because we all understand that men don't follow titles, they follow courage. So I guess I became that guy, but we had a successful event. I just talked to Skip Coriel, the event overseer and coordinator there at Lansing, Michigan Capitol event yesterday, the Second Amendment March Rally. And it was great. The response has been great. The people out in Michigan have been awesome. And so, again, friends, it's just really really good to be here in Michigan. The people are just second to none, outstanding, and they always have been since we've been a part of what's going on out here, just second to none in so many different ways. I wanted to let you know that we're going to be talking about, is the president the steward of the Tea Party? I'm going to have my friend Mark Petzold join us in just a couple minutes. And it's, again, going to be about the president of the United States of America. And I want to lay a precedent real quick, because I want people to understand that during the foundations of this country, the Revolutionary War, the War of Independence, which I like better, the second rather than the first. But it's interesting to note that the flags that were flying during the Revolutionary War, friends, were no king but King Jesus, just for the record, and appeal to heaven. So in understanding that, friends, we all know that there was less than 3% of the population that was used by God, along with 13 colonies, and 56 signers that were standing up against tyranny concerning the tyrant across the pond. And these are the architects of the Declaration of Independence as well, friends. Those bad boys called the Black Robe Regiment, they're the ones that should be leading, and they were the ones that were leading. So, again, this all comes back to, is the president the steward of the Tea Party? And if he is, why is he? How is it that he has taken the place of Christ? And, folks, we're going to be talking to Mark Petzold in just a couple minutes here about just that topic. Now, before we do, I wanted to let you know, too, I wrote an article this morning. I was up at 5-something this morning with Tim Brown doing his show at 5:50 Eastern time here. And I love doing the show every once in a while with Tim, because it's good to see that people understand that Tim Brown is a different guy than Bradley Dean, because people comment constantly about who I am when it's actually pointed at Tim Brown. Folks, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com broadcasts in the morning, 6 Eastern, with Tim Brown on the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, okay? During the afternoon, I'm the guy, 2 to 3 Central Standard Time on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. He also networks with a outlet called Red State, which I do as well, but we're also on Genesis Communication, broadcasting into 131 cities across the United States, as well as 53 countries abroad without the United States. So just make distinction. I'm Bradley Dean. Tim is in the morning. I'm in the afternoon. If you want to check us out, friends, before we get rocking on the show today, do keep in mind, we have sonsoflibertyradio.com, which shows you who we are and what it is that we have done and what it is that we are doing, showing the work of our faith and the faith by our works. I'm sorry, James 2:14-26. And we're also showing our love to the world by our faith, because faith worketh by love, okay? Just making clear again, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com if you'd like to book us in October, November, December. I think October's pretty much stacked at this point, but we can still probably squeeze some things in. We're going to be in deep Tennessee. We're going to have a couple events. We're going to be doing television as well as hopefully getting together with a correspondent of the White House, June 9th, sure. So we'll see what it actually transpires from that in the up-and-coming days. But we will be back in Michigan probably at the beginning of next month to head up this Second Amendment rally that they're going to have again. So I'm honored that they asked. So we're just being worked out, friends, and we're being spent for the cause, because we believe that we can do it by the grace of God, just like our forefathers did. Just think, friends, 244 years later, here we are, because we have the longest-standing constitution in modern history. So, again, if you want to book us, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. It answers everything that you could ask me on the phone. Okay? That number is 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Now, if you want to check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, you can do that as well. There's 13 to 15 articles there every day combating the lies in the CIA-controlled media. Once again, and I also want to let you know, too, friends, we just dropped a lawsuit on Facebook. We'll keep you abreast as to what transpires there as well. Hopefully they're going to work with us. If not, we're determined that we're going to take it in and get them into discovery, friends. But again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Click on to YouTube and join us on Top Chat. I have several friends over there even now. You guys are as loyal as can be, and I appreciate every one of you guys. So I appreciate you, and I want you to know that I appreciate you. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, articles, YouTube, join us on Top Chat. You can also jump over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page over there as well, beforeitsnews.com. Click onto YouTube. Join us on live chat as well over there. If you want to call in, we're set up on Comrex even now, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, just like I began the show with on this segment, friends. No king but King Jesus. And when we get back to him, then and only then will we be restored as a nation, because obviously we would desire reformation rather than a revolution. And we understand with that hand here, friends. But again, the answer to all of this is the 330 million people in this country, easily 97% of us, want this nation restored, and we want peace within the land. Well, guess what? If we want peace within the land, we're going to have to do it God's way, like it or not. And what we're missing in this country right now, friends, in so many different ways, on so many different fronts, is justice. We need to get an education concerning the law, biblical and constitutional, one and the same. And with that, friends, bring it to judgment to establish peace and righteousness within the gate. We're going to come right back on the other side, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Mark Petzl is going to be joining me. And what are we going to be talking about? Is the president the steward of the Tea Party? We'll be right back on the other side.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Again, thank you to my faithfuls over on sonsoflibertymedia.com that are on Top Chat even with me now. I want people to understand we've been spending the last couple of days about executive orders and how they're unconstitutional, because many executive orders are nothing more than fictitious laws of pretended authority, in fact, operating outside of their scope of authority. And we just had one of our friends share with us that Donald Trump just announced that the end of the COVID-19 will be the vaccine. So I just want to tell you, we called it from the very beginning. We told you the pill and the jam of the vaccinations. And the fact of the matter is, friends, this is where the war is going to begin, which lines up perfectly with the dream that I had. You can take it or leave it. It's your call. But I'll tell you what, when I get something from the Lord, you can write it down. You can bank on it, because it's coming. And I want to tell you something, friends. It's coming right now. These people are pushing the American people to war. They are riding on the end all to be the vaccinations concerning a virus that they cannot prove, friends. And see, what they've been encouraged by are those dummies, and that dummies they are, friends, ignorant, stupid people walking around in compliance to something that does not even exist, at least not to the extent that they want you to believe it is. But we're going to get to this in just a couple minutes. Before we do, and by the way, thank you to my friends over at Top Chat, keeping me abreast as to breaking news. I wanted to bring up my friend Mark Petzold, and I want to tell you first and foremost, I met him at the last event that I did in Michigan at the Capitol. And when I met Mark, I looked at him and I said, man, I've seen you before. I've seen you online. I know that you've been out there. You just look really familiar to me. And sure enough, I got home a couple days and he was one of my friends on Facebook. And so without belaboring this whole thing, friends, when I started having the conversation with him, I said, I need to get you on the radio with me because we're very like-minded. So I called Mark last week, and I told him I'm going to be in Michigan this week, and I said, I'd like to get you on the radio. And I said, is there anything that you'd like to share with the people? And he said, well, is the president the steward of the Tea Party? He said, I'm very versed on this, and I can bring something to the table. So without further ado and without being laborious, Mark, are you there with me, my friend?
Sir, how you doing?
I am doing great. Thank you to the, thank you for jumping on with me, Mark. And again, I just don't want to shoot in the dark with this conversation, but I do have to say every conversation that I've had with you, we've been very like-minded. And I'm happy to say that because I wish there was a lot more of this going on here, because it all comes down to having the mind of Christ and understanding who we are, where we came from, and even align it with our forefathers today. So, again, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. And is there anything that you would like to bring to the people to just kind of give them a quick backdrop as to who you are and what it is that you do?
Yeah, certainly. I can go through it kind of quick. I'm kind of an average person in many respects. Grew up in a church environment, but never really taught about civics from the pulpit or from my parents. And my parents are college educated, but just never really went there. Basically, in 2008, I felt the compulsion to call the Glenn Beck Show. First time I ever did anything like that, and asked if it was time for a modern-day Tea Party based on all the Paulson Bush stuff. And it wasn't Beck. It was a fill-in, and he hung up on me when I said that.
Really?
But, yeah, those words went out across America, and I, you know, you never know if that was maybe one of the sparks. But, you know, I helped get the Tea Parties going here in Michigan. I founded an organization, and we had groups basically up the west side of West Michigan, 11 different Tea Parties. And it was very compelling. Basically, after a couple of years, we grew, and I'm going to call it notoriety, perceived power, perceived all sorts of stuff. And I often say I learned more about tyranny and the liberty movement than anywhere else. And basically, I had to reform because we couldn't have internal elections within our own Tea Party. And all those subgroups went off to be their own. It's a good lesson in federalism. And the group that we refounded kept on. And basically, Tea Party leader for 10 years. We did a lot of different things. All, you know, from motorcycle groups to Saturday morning prayer for 4 years at a former abortion clinic. So we've been through a lot. And it gives me a bit of a unique perspective, honestly. You know, Bradley, on your website, you changed talk radio into do radio. And that's the essence of the Tea Party, is it's a calling of people that were talking, maybe not even talking, but people that tried to do, and they did, you know, basically tried to do their best. They felt that things were wrong in the country, and basically there was a lot of learning that happened, and there, you know, there's quite an experience. You know, I don't want to filibuster here, but I'd say there's like four different phases that we kind of went through together. From petitioning government and the protests that everybody saw that the Tea Party is notorious for, to activism. We were involved very heavily within the Republican Party. We came within 32 votes of taking over the Republican Party here in Michigan at the state convention. And we gave it a really good push. And we came up short because there is, frankly, too many liberty people that were too attracted to the establishment. So. And then we became more and more faith-based, and this kind of goes to the essence of the title of this segment here, which is the president, the steward of the Tea Party. I would say the Tea Party spirit, the fight, and the last phase, I would say.
Let me ask you this, Mark. So concerning the Tea Party, because, you know, again, I didn't lay this accolade to me, but we were one of the favorites concerning the Tea Party speakers across the country. And the reason we were, again, is because we were bringing the answers to the equation. Everybody was talking politics. Everybody was talking the right-left paradigm, which, again, is only designed to divide the American people, Mark 325. And we were out there, and I'll tell you what, when Barack Hussein Obama was in office, Mark, there was 200 to 300 people at every event we did across the country. Now, when we went into Red Mountain, which was the biggest tea party in the United States, I was called up, I think, 3 or 4 times to go out there, and we flew out to Arizona, and we spoke to those people, and it was packed every single time. Now, speaking of the tea party today, because for the most part, we're not seeing it anywhere because they don't feel like they're being threatened in any sense of the word because Barack Hussein Obama is no longer there, but now their man is there, or so they think. And what do we see? We see a disappearance of the Tea Party across the United States of America, which should disturb every single one of us, because when we line that up with Scripture, Mark 13:25, it says, while the enemy slept, I'm sorry, while men slept, the enemy sowed tares. And we can see what's happening in the United States of America right now. They're looking at the president of the United States as the steward. And let me even go so far as to say the leader of the Tea Party, because they believe that he is now making America great again. And it's interesting because when Obama was there, we were busy as all could be. And boy, oh boy, did he wake up the church. And now Donald Trump is there. Now everybody's asleep. And I don't see the Tea Party on the horizon any longer. So how do we bring this into the equation? Or to the talking points that now is, question mark, is the president the steward of the Tea Party? What say you?
I would say right now he is definitely the steward of the Tea Party movement, much in part because just like government, government gets its power from our consent, and so goes with this power shift. And so he is. And so one of the things I'm excited about is the fact that I feel like we almost had to go through this phase. People, it's kind of like the prodigal son. You know, we have to spend some time by the pig trough. And like you're saying about the vaccination, that's pretty good resemblance of the pig trough to me. And we almost had to experience this time frame as far as our maturity, and make no mistake, the hypocrisy of marching down Pennsylvania Avenue with over 1 million people because of out of control spending and so on and so forth, and now all of a sudden everybody swallowed their tongue. That's a very hard thing. As a matter of fact, I'm no longer a Tea Party leader because I didn't get reelected. The guy that took my place asked my group the question, do you stand with Donald Trump or do you stand with Mark? And I'm no longer the president, so but it's good. I am optimistic. I am
optimistic in what sense? In what sense?
Well, the most important thing in my view is that we restore our identity, if not develop it or restore it, depending on how you look at it. And one of our identities that I'm going to say is a pioneering spirit. And we need to be pioneers again. That means in terms of politics normally is we need to have the numbers and so on and so forth. A lot of the reason why Trump has so much momentum is because people were like, we did our best. We put people in office. We were betrayed. It didn't work, so we're going this way. So now they're starting to learn that.
Gotta take a quick break. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free. 2020safe.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Why is it so hard for the Republicans to accept the science, crush the virus, so that we can open our economy and open our schools more safely.
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi there pressing Republicans on producing a new stimulus package. Pelosi adding, no one is safe in the United States unless everyone is safe. House Minority Leader from California Kevin McCarthy sees things a little bit different.
Congressional Republicans have come to the table with a targeted proposal. Democrats continue to delay COVID relief to pursue an unrelated liberal agenda.
Busy day for President Trump and Democratic nominee Joe Biden, the president holding one of his coronavirus briefings at the White House, then heading off to Minnesota. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden in Minnesota touring a plant and delivering remarks. This is USA Radio News. A human-caused fire is only two-thirds contained and continuing to burn in California. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
A firefighter has died battling the El Dorado fire in California's San Bernardino National Forest. Officials reporting the firefighter missing late last night. His body was found a short time ago. The blaze has burned more than 19,000 acres, destroying at least four homes. It's believed to have started by a smoke-making firework being set off during a family's baby gender reveal party.
A California family is claiming California Governor Gavin Newsom and Senator Kamala Harris, the Democratic vice presidential nominee, trespassed on private property during the elected official's tour of fire damage in Fresno County. Newsom and Harris were photographed while surveying the damage caused by the Creek Fire, the family saying it was a photo opportunity to push their political agenda. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the YouTube, join us on Pop Chat, or go over to Before It's News. We're on the front page right over there. You can click on the YouTube, join us on Pop Chat. Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Talking to my friend Mark Petzold from Michigan here. And I'm just going to lay it right back at you there, Mark. And you got cut off because of a hard break there. But we can go ahead and pick up. The question is the president the steward of the Tea Party, and how would you define that exactly?
Well, how would I define it? I would define it as it's kind of part truth. There's an element of truth to it, and there's a huge part of lie to it. There's like the concept that we have as Americans right now, that we can delegate our fight to a man and that a man will make America great again, is a lie. It's a lie from the devil. I'm firmly convinced after this amount of time that nothing good will happen that's lasting, and that nothing good has happened that's lasting in American history where one man gets the glory for it. If anything happens that's good and lasting in America, it'll be obvious that God gets the glory for it. And, so I would define it as part lie and part truth. I say it's truth because of the natural, what we've done is given it to them. But the whole thing is built on a lie that's a concept that can actually truthfully happen and happen in an effective way. So, devil's very good. Go ahead.
Yeah, you got to think about the up-and-coming generation, Mark. Because I'm a part of that, and I'm saying that for the very purpose that we've been inundated since we've been, on this planet, that Big Brother's going to take care of everything. And the fact of the matter is that's just not the case. Freedom has never taken place without a fight, 1 Timothy 6:12. And the bottom line is we're going to have to look to our forefathers and emulate what it was and what it is that they did, that we might learn from their example and do the same things. Because if we don't get a hold of what it took to receive the freedoms that we have again 244 years later through that fight, we're going to lose them, and our children are going to be enslaved. There's no question about it.
It's 100% correct, obviously. I would encourage people to have a vision for a more perfect union. If you think about it, well, I question a lot of people. I challenge them. Can you believe that the next greatest generation is yet to come? Because if America is going to be restored and continue as a light to the world, an upcoming generation, like you described, is going to have to step into the fight. And unlike our founders, we aren't sitting in a country that has a lot of strong, principled Judeo-Christian beliefs. The next greatest generation will have to restore our faith and our knowledge as well as our civics and do all of that. But the encouraging thing is we have our own history to learn from. The great experiment is arguably done, in my opinion. I see the Obamacare as a signing of the Declaration of Dependence. That was a point where we accepted that as truth, as law, when it was pushed through unconstitutionally. We've accepted the Supreme Court opinions that are bogus. And so I see that as we're in a different phase now, in my opinion. But the great news is our founders didn't have our history. And look at the miracle that they produced. And we have our history. So whether it be in this my generation, I actually think it might be my son or maybe my grandson. I don't know. They will have our own lessons learned from American history to build on, to move forward and actually make a more perfect union.
Let me give you a quote just to insert. This is one of our forefathers, brother to that of Noah Webster, Daniel Webster. He said, "Hold on, my friends, to the Constitution and to the Republic, Article 4, Section 4, for which it stands." He said, "Miracles do not cluster, and what has happened once in 5,000 years may not happen again." He said, "Mark, hold on to the Constitution, for if the American Constitution should fail, there will be anarchy throughout the world."
I agree, and honestly, my time in the Tea Party, I was working a full-time professional career and then doing this other stuff almost as like a second job that would have been challenging in its own right. And you know what compelled me, Bradley, is I hadn't met my grandson yet during those years, but I have met him now. But knowing the kind of persecution that the next generation could undergo was more than enough motivation to keep me going beyond what I could go on my own, you know. And I'm definitely concerned about that. I truly am. The thing that I hold on to that gives me hope is I understand that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He commissioned us in the Great Commission to do what it is that we should do. There's no expiration date on the Great Commission. I understand that we as a people are not consistent, or we're consistently inconsistent, if you will. But God is the same. He's given us the authority. He's never taken it away. And we do have power over darkness. And unfortunately, with a human nature, it's unfortunate, but we need to experience pain usually to get our act straight. And I don't want the pain.
I just seen someone on Top Chat a couple minutes ago talking about how they needed to get their head knocked around a little bit to learn the lesson. Well, you know, as Jesus continuously warned, it's better for you to fall on the rock than the rock to fall upon you. That's a mercy. And it's also interesting to note, "In thy faithfulness thou was afflicted me," said the Lord. So it is the hand of God to afflict in so many different ways. So we're not going to experience, I'm taking that in answer to what was posted, but also to our conversation, that there's freedom nowhere in this world or on this globe where the gospel has not been first preached, and that there's been sacrifice through men to give us the freedoms that we have. And what happens is when we remove that cross from before our eyes, like Paul says, that the cross is always set before his eyes, evidently crucified, It's interesting to note that when we remove that, we remove the very symbol as to what it takes to preserve our freedoms through the fight. And I'm talking about the good fight of faith. Let me say it this way. D.H. Lawrence said this: men fight for liberty and win it. That's what our forefathers did with hard knocks, he said. He said, then their children, because they don't understand the price that that was paid to give them the freedoms that they have, he said, their children brought up easy, let it slip away again. He said, poor fools, and their grandchildren are once more slaves. So if this up-and-coming generation doesn't understand that they're going to have to pay the price to extend the freedoms and the longevity of this country, then they're going to lose it just as quick as they've gotten it. And what I hate to say, and it's true in so many different ways, you don't know what you have until it's gone. So we better get our fight on, America, or else we're going to lose exactly what we have and that gift called freedom.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of times people have a hard time entertaining what you are discussing because they get mixed up with politics and the rest. And a lot of times I use a family-owned business to illustrate what you just said. Family-owned businesses, a lot of times they'll make it past three generations because the grandfather starts it, the son pours himself into it, builds it up. Meanwhile, he's not being a father to the grandson. The grandson's born with a silver spoon in his mouth. Plus he's got a chip on his shoulder because the business took his dad away from him, and it just doesn't turn out well. America is like a family-owned business, only expands more than three generations, but it's that same human nature, you know.
That's a great example. I was thinking of one too, Mark. When I first started, I was a North Minneapolis kid. You would call it the hood. I moved 37 times until I moved into my very first house 37 years later. And it was interesting that before I got to the point of where I'm at right now, where that is only God knows, but the fact of the matter is I started a lawn service in North Minneapolis, and I remember I started out with a 22-inch lawnmower, and I did all the work that I could do just so I could eat that day. That's not far-fetched in any sense of the word. I can still feel the hunger pain. But it's interesting that I remember going to a guy's house in Bloomington, and that's the upper echelon of wealthy people in the state of Minnesota. And I drove up to this one guy's house. I started to get my stuff together. My business was starting to look professional. I still had an old junker Chevy. So I just kind of hid that in the background, but I had some cool signs. And I walked up to his door, knocked on his door, and I said, sir, probably about a $3 million home. I said to him, sir, I said, would you be willing to give me a shot at taking over concerning your lawn? I would love to be your lawn service guy. And he said, well, and through a little deliberation and conversations that we had, he entrusted me to do that job. Well, while I was at his door, Mark, Mr. I don't understand what it takes to get where this guy's at, for a better way of saying it. I looked at his house and I just said, whoa, it must be rough. And I when I think about it, the fact that I even said that now, I can't even believe that I did say that, but I said it. And he wasn't happy about that, and he got red in the face, and he said, I didn't sleep for 7 years, Bradley, to get where I'm at. And I want to tell you something, 23 years later, from that point, when I started that lawn service to where I'm at now, boy, oh boy, was I imprudent, and now I understand. So it went from having knowledge to wisdom and having the knowledge to know how to use it, which defines wisdom. And that was one of the biggest mistakes I ever made, but now I understand what he was talking about. And it's something that we all need to understand, that we have the availability to make something, not just of ourselves, but something of ourselves in Christ and for others, more importantly. And I think that's the missing element here. Now, we got about one more minute here, Mark, and we're talking about, is the president the steward of the Tea Party? So I'll give you the last minute, and what is it that you would tell the people that are listening to you right now as a word of encouragement? Get them out there and do what it takes to give us the freedoms that we need.
Okay, so what I would say is your identity, if you're a believer, your identity is one of a child of God rather than being a Trump Republican. Take your identity back. Stand firmly in your identity understand that the enemy puts surrogate identities in the place or counterfeits that actually prevent you from operating.
We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm a Sons of Liberty listener. I listen to Bradley almost every day. He tells us what we need to hear instead of what we want to hear, unlike most shows that you listen to. Why don't you join me and sign up to be a son or daughter of Liberty today?
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We're going to be talking about, well, tomorrow I got you for 2 hours from 2 to 4 Central Standard Time, 3 to 5 Eastern Time. And again, we're going to be talking about many executive orders that are nothing more than fictitious laws. In other words, a pretended authority operating outside of their scope of authority. We're going to be covering that tomorrow as well. But what I want to get to, friends, is just some of the things that me and Mark Fetzel were just talking about. And really what it comes down to is the price paid for the freedoms that we have. You know, many people today think that freedom is free. And the fact of the matter is, friends, that's the furthest thing from the truth. You know, it's like when you see the atheists and the communists and the homosexuals and the Muslims complaining about how bad it is here. You know what? We'll get you a one-way ticket. You can go to the country of your choice. And you're not coming back here. I'll tell you what, they'd be there for less than a day and they would realize what they had and they would probably conform themselves unto understanding the price that was paid for their freedoms. You know, as a matter of fact, if people understood the price for our freedoms today in this country, if I took every person in this country and I brought them to Arlington Cemetery and I preached Christ crucified, friends, I'll tell you what, that alone would convert our country back to the living God. If you don't understand that there's a price paid for our freedoms, then what are you living for? Who are you living for besides yourself? When you see, friends, the Son of God, the Son of Man, being thrown up on the cross as the propitiation of the sins of the world and bleeding Calvary red with his blood to redeem us back unto God, then and only then do things begin to make sense. Not until then. When I do high school assemblies and tell the young people, they just take their freedoms for granted, and I have to tell them freedom was not free. Freedom was given unto them to do what they ought to do, not what they want to do. And so it is. Do you think that our forefathers sacrificed themselves in such a fashion to give us what we have today through their sacrifice so we can trample it underfoot and do what we want to do? Absolutely not. And I'm going from the natural to the spiritual that you might understand the things of the spirit. But yet people, again, in this country, they just think that freedom is just, well, it's just there. And it just belongs to everybody. And don't get the word licentiousness mixed up with freedom, which is in Christ, friends. Because there's a big distinction. There's a big difference. Again, when people begin to understand the sacrifice that was made on our part, again, only then will people begin to live for what men died for and not until. As a matter of fact, it was that very message, Christ crucified, that converted me to the things of God. I don't serve God because I have to serve God. I serve God because I'm thankful for what God did through His Son, Jesus Christ, on the cross. And without understanding the law that brings me to Christ, the cross of Christ, and denying myself, folks, I'll tell you what, I'm sorry, in Him being crucified for the sins of the world, I want to deny myself. And the Bible clearly says in Galatians 2 that I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Him that liveth in me, and the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God. I would have never done that had not I known that somebody died for my sins. I wouldn't know that I'm supposed to live unto Him concerning Him who died for me. See that part? We live unto Him who died for us. Things begin to make sense when we see the sacrifice, friends. And it makes sense. And I'll tell you what, the world spends a lot of time hiding the cross. The world spends a lot of time hiding the price for your freedoms, friends. Because had you seen the price, you would not tolerate the corruption in the church. In the spiritual, nor would you tolerate corruption in your government in any sense of the word. Well, people say, well, just how is that? Because again, friends, when you begin to go to the battlefield and you begin to see that in World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, the wars, friends, constitutional, unconstitutional, and what it was that men were willing to do, what they were fighting against and what they were willing to do and sacrificing themselves to give us what we have today, only then does things make sense. For Christ hath also once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that He might bring us unto God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Matter of fact, when I talk to the young people in high schools and colleges, when I speak to the people in churches, when I speak to people on the radio or on television, you know, it's interesting how many people don't know their founding documents. And why do I always make reference to those? Because somebody had to bleed. Someone had to die to give us the opportunity to live in a free land. That's why I study those documentations. And it's interesting when I do high school assemblies, I'll ask the young people, for example, how many of you guys know your founding documents? They laugh at me. I'll say, well, if you don't know your rights, guess what? You don't have any rights. Then I ask them the question, how many in this room, their grandpas and their dads and their uncles and their brothers and their neighbors, fought, bled, and died, ratifying the Constitution that you don't even know? All of a sudden, friends, I have everybody's attention for 2 to 3 hours in that room with 1,200, 1,800 kids in that assembly program, and I can hear a pin drop to the floor. And at the end of the program, I don't have to beat them over the top of the head, friends. I just got to tell them the truth. And then at the very end of the assembly, I begin to show them the price paid for our freedom. And when I think of World War I, there was 115,016 men that fought, blood and died, ratifying the Constitution that most people don't know. This is why I make reference to the founding documents, friends. My grandpa was there. My uncles were in World War II, where 405,399 men and women fought, bled, and died ratifying the Constitution that most think it's funny or burdensome to have to turn around because they don't know their rights because they've never taken the time to know what men fought upholding. The enumerated laws found in the U.S. Constitution, the Christians signifying God's law, Isaiah 42:21, Psalm 40, verse 8. Matthew 5. Then I think of Hebrews 8:10 and Hebrews 10:7 and then Romans 3:31. Why do we magnify the law? Because that's what keeps us free. Whose law? God's law. Hey, friends, then I think about Korea where my dad was. He told me where he's picking up body parts where 35,516 men fought in Korea, bleeding and dying, upholding the Constitution. And most people don't even know what they were doing over there. And then we have Vietnam where my cousin was killed. 58,121 men fought, bled, and died ratifying the Constitution. Again, my cousin was killed there. And most people think it's funny that they don't know their rights. And most people think it's burdensome to have to turn around and actually read what those documents say. Why do I say that? Because those that serve we, the people in the United States military, what do? They swear to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. So help me God. You see how this works? And so it is with our Christian faith. We uphold His Word. And we walk in victory as we are in Christ, not outside of Christ. You know, there's so many people that call themselves patriots today in this country, and they have no idea what it was or how many people had to sacrifice themselves to give them what they have today. And until we come to the realization that someone has sacrificed to give us the freedoms that we have, we're going to continuously live frivolous and vain lives. And we're going to end up in a hell on this earth that we created because we didn't think that it was worth enough to actually fight for. So, folks, there's meaning behind everything we do here. I don't think there's a thing that I do that doesn't have a purpose. I'm not talking about the purpose-driven life. I'm just talking about serving God with purpose. And I do that with hope. The Bible says we plow in hope, and I plow in hope. Regardless of how dark it gets, I'll tell you what, the darker it gets out there, friends, the more we shine. And that's what Christians are supposed to do. They shine brightest in a darker world. But again, we're also called to be witnesses of the resurrection, and we're not going to be able to be witnesses of the resurrection unless Christ bears witness to our confession and profession. And that's exactly why we need the Holy Ghost, because we are to be witnesses of the resurrection. I can just tell you this, friends, from firsthand experience, that there's a sacrifice to love. You know, we hear about free love. Yes, there's a free love in the sense of it was dispersed upon us through Christ on the cross, yeah? But there's a price for love, friends. And when we hear about love, we need to understand what Scripture says, that greater love is no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his brothers. That's real love. And until we begin to understand the simple, elementary lessons to be taught and found in Scriptures and in the U.S. Constitution and our history, nothing's going to change in this country. I'm so tired of looking up at people's comments talking about hopelessness. You know, these are the people, friends, that have given up on our country. And I can't give that to my kids. I can't give that to your kids. I can't give that to our listeners. I've got to stand up and prove the living God, because He said He was willing to give the church what the church was willing to fight for. Therefore, friends, we need to get our fight on. But we just better understand what the fight is. We love you by what we do. We'll talk to you tomorrow for 2 hours. Love you by what we do. And again, we'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.